Good morning. Happy Thursday morning. Hopefully you're staying dry. Got our friend TJ from 3&B and Coffee hanging out with us this morning. How's it going?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really good. You trying to stay dry?
Yeah, I'm trying as best I can.
You're wearing my NDSU shirt. I like to see that. We talked off air a little bit about our rooting interests.
Yeah, thanks for letting me borrow it. I appreciate it. It's a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. So 3&B and Coffee, what can you tell me?
Well, it's a coffee shop in Wapton. We've been here since December, right around Christmas time. The company itself has been around for about 8 years. It's a funny story how we got into the coffee world. Truth of the matter is we didn't know a ton about it. My business partner and I ran a nonprofit, and I just sold a bar in Fargo, and she asked me if I'd ever get back into business again, and I had owned a couple different companies, and I thought, yeah, but it'd be the right thing. Wasn't ready. And she said, if I found something to start a coffee shop, we thought in Sisseton, where the company originated, if I found something like a little shack, like a coffee shack, are you in? I just said cockingly, yeah, I'm sure I'm in if you can find it, not thinking she could find it. And then about 10 days later, she called me and she said, guess what? And so we both admitted that we drink coffee, but the science of coffee, and there's a ton of science to coffee, we knew we had to learn about it. So before we even started it, we went and trained. We flew around the country, learned how to do some things by the book, met a wonderful gentleman from Fargo who had operations in Omaha, Nebraska, and that's where we learned to roast, and that's where we started our roasting and more training. And then we opened up the coffee shop in Sisseton. Trial and error, ups and downs, learned a few other things. And once our gentleman in Fargo retired, we moved our roasting facilities over to a company we work with in Wisconsin. And from there, we've grown exponentially. It's been great. And now we're here in Wapiton, and we have a third one getting ready to start up in Hankinson.
Wow.
This summer.
Talk about expansion, man. You're just hitting all the checkpoints.
We're trying to hit every checkpoint possible.
I love it that, you know, there is some science behind a good cup of Joe. I've always said that. I think a lot of people just, you know, they throw whatever grounds they can throw together. You guys don't do that, though.
No, we don't do that. It took us months to find the coffee we wanted. We worked with a wonderful gentleman originally from Brooklyn, New York. Man, Brooklyn, you know, he had the accent to go with it. I figured he was qualified. He was good. But logistics takes its toll. So we were real meticulous about the products we use and the beans we use. And we blend them in Sisseton in our facility, small facility there. We're very, very picky. It's got to be done right.
So my boy Turner, he brought me a cup of coffee. I'm going to drink it with you off air.
All right.
But I was asking, he's like, what type of coffee do you want? And I said, just give me the regular. What is your go-to coffee?
Our go-to coffee is just a medium roast. We call pants kicker because, you know, we all got to get up in the morning and, you know, get kicked in the pants to get going. We all have bills to pay. So that's our regular coffee. If you come to the shop and you just want straight black coffee and just give me your regular coffee out of your pot, that would be what it is.
Gotcha. What's your go-to, though?
My go-to is called Ufta. It's something we did do in Omaha. It took us 2 days of sipping coffee, and there's a process of blending and sipping and getting the right flavor. I wouldn't say it's quite like wine, but it's somewhat similar. A lot of coffee and bloating and stomach aches to get it right, but it took 2 full days of drinking straight coffee, and we finally got it. And that's my go-to. That's got a good smoky boldness to it. It's a dark roast. And so when you're getting dark roast, you're getting a little bit more oil, but a little less caffeine, though, compared to a light roast. So that's my go-to.
That's great. See, I need that caffeine. We were talking off air. I was like, hey, this morning show, I don't know how Dablo does it. He gets up every morning and gets these guys up and going to work, and I'm dragging it. I got to be up. I got to get that coffee going. So what time do you guys open up in the morning?
We're there about 6 a.m. About 6 a.m., but come about 6:30. Got the doors open, ready to go. Everything's ready to rock and roll.
Is it just coffee, or can I grab a scone?
Oh, you know, you can grab goodies. It's all about the goodies, isn't it, at the end of the day? We do have a small bakery menu from a company we work with. I'm trying to think off the top of my head now. Cookies, bars, just simple stuff. And we also have a small menu of wraps and sandwiches, breakfast and lunch type of items. So cold or on the grill, we provide quite a variety, but we don't want to be... We're still a coffee shop. We just keep that condensed a little bit.
3&B and Coffee Company, our friend TJ hanging out with us this morning. TJ, it was great having you in, and we're going to have to get a cup of Joe right going off air.
Oh, absolutely.
You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KBMW. Thanks, TJ.
Thank you.